This is the astrology forecast for the 2016 Capricorn Full Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Capricorn Full Moon takes place on July 19, 2016 at 3:56 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 6:56 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and 10:56 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 27 degrees Cancer 40 minutes, 27 Capricorn 40 minutes. The Capricorn Full Moon invites looking at the ground beneath your feet and where it's heading. Remember that? You haven't seen much of it this year, what with the fog and dust and general wooziness that's beset us all. It's clamoring for attention now, though. You've been regaining awareness of it over the past couple of weeks, which have felt like coming out of a daze or a dream. The Cancer New Moon brought you, too, with a good long soak in emotional needs and impulses, mostly your own. The effect is still with you. They have sensitized you, awakened your inner child, and molded the way you are viewing and experiencing the fundamentals in your life. Aren't you more attuned to what feels safe and secure, what nourishes you, and what does not? Recently, this focus has been on immediate nurturing and wishing somebody would hurry up and deliver it. The full moon shifts the questions to how to provide for and safeguard sustenance for the long haul. Now that the fog is clearing, what exactly is beneath your feet? What's it made of? How stable and supportive are your foundations and the structures in your life? More importantly, how do they feel? Solid? Rickety? Warm and fuzzy? Cold? Do they have staying power? Even if the answer is yes, this is a time to consider whether you really want them. The same questions are coming up about your goals as well as all the work you're putting out. Are you seeing solid results from the efforts you've been expending? Are they leading somewhere? Anywhere you want to go? Answering the questions may put you through a cold calculation. This is Santa Baby territory, which prefers long-term value to fleeting pleasures. You might not entirely trust your assessments. The Capricorn Moon's ruler, Saturn, is still squaring transcendent Neptune, and with the ruler of form clashing with the ruler of all that is formless, cosmic fog does cloud perceptions. Still, honor your emotions, trust your instinctive reactions. And much as you might prefer to be the baby, this is the time to be the adult in the room, or at least to look around and see if any adults are present. This moon has enormous incentive for you to step up and be the adult, to take responsibility for your long-term security, to protect and provide for your inner child and make up for the shortfalls it and you have experienced throughout your life, and very possibly to recognize allies who have stood the test of time or are up to standing by you for the long haul. An elixir of nurturing, motivation, and healing is coursing through the skies because of the open current, or grand trine, from the Cancer Sun to Mars in Scorpio and Chiron in Pisces. The latter two bodies are pouring cooperation directly into the Capricorn Moon as well. The mix fosters bold, fearless, loving resolve and follow-through, whether that's bearing our heart to another or cutting a connection for the good of all concerned. With Mars making its third pass since spring over the final degrees of Scorpio, the healing coming off the action is penetrating to the max, extending to deep, scary, scarred places we have kept hidden, even from ourselves. The lineup also favors connections with a therapeutic impact on our core and abiding wounds. These connections are in line with the approach of Imago Therapy, pioneered by Harville Hendrix, that we work out our childhood issues in our closest adult relationships and can experience healing when a partner provides the special flavor of love and understanding that we didn't receive from a parent. If you sense a relationship has the potential, brave and gentle candor may pay off in profound and lasting value, or it may reveal that your sense was misplaced. Either outcome ultimately furthers and strengthens your emotional bottom line. Whatever the nature of this moon's status report, action is likely to follow. We're running situations and goals through the filter of the heart and evaluating whether they make us feel good, safe, or secure, or worth the effort. Then, responding. Watch for a flurry of airing and removing anything that might threaten foundations or structures. Rot, decay, debris, termite damage, phobias, sort of crazy talk. Watch yourself sort through your life with a steely eye. You're watching out for your inner child as well as for your future. You can learn more about all this at my website, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.